Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Some wrestlers do not get on, and do you want to know why? Because they're human beings. Who knows why we as people fall out sometimes, but let's be honest, it would be weirder the other way. I mean, there's some individuals out there that, like olives, you can't be friends with that. As we have talked about such things before, though, when you all loved it, well, we're gonna do it again. So I'm Simon from What Culture, always say please and thank you because it costs nothing, and subscribe. And this is 10 more real-life feuds you totally didn't know about. Number 10, Sin Cara versus everybody. So Sin Cara had a lot of fights, or so it is said. There are loads of reports that do state the masked man would get into it as and when, and the stories featuring Simon Gotch, Chris Jericho, and Sheamus are chatted about a lot. To be fair, the Irishman has played all this down, although some fans say there's no smoke without fire, whereas Jericho came right out and said it was BS that Sin Cara knocked him out backstage as soon as that broke. Given how open Chris is usually with these things, I imagine he's telling the truth. This means the Gotch tale is the easiest of the bunch because there's a lot of stories that say Cara bounced a Coke can off Simon's head after one particular altercation. Though as ever, WWE is basically a child's playground. Number 9, Ivelisse versus Thunder Rosa. Many would say that Ivelisse is another contender to take on the world of wrestling because she has gotten into it with a lot of folk, but her most recent issues with Thunder Rosa are a little bit more fascinating. It came about when Ivelisse left AEW in 2021 after some problems with Rosa. It seems like the two don't get on, which as we've established is normal, but there's a chance this bubbled away a little bit too strong and caused some friction behind the scenes. Ivelisse even spoke to Fightful after her release and said this beef went all the way back to Lucha Underground. She also stated that Thunder was why she wanted out and even had claims of being mistreated. From what little we do know, that last part sounds like a bit of a stretch, but hey. Number 8, Lacey Evans versus Lars Sullivan. You didn't see that one coming, did you? And that makes two of us. It is fair to say that Lars Sullivan didn't make too many friends during his WWE run. Plus, there were some historical controversies which were totally not cool at all. It does have to be said that Lars apologized for all this, but he also got into it with Lacey Evans on Twitter. Oh no. Now, sure, it was Lacey who kind of kicked this off, but still. Sullivan had replied to a Roderick Strong swipe towards him by questioning Roderick's worth as a parent when Evans popped up and said bringing family into this probably isn't correct. And I've gone through my brain, and I believe she may have been right. She then escalated things by telling Sullivan he may have trouble finding a woman to become a parent with in the first place. And you know the next part. Lacey's tweets are still there, but Lars's have been deleted. And I just think that somebody needs to burn Twitter down to the ground. It would be better for us all. Number 7, Joey Janela versus Enzo Amore. So these two had a massive fight at a concert, it is said. It happened back in 2019 and seems to have stemmed from the fact Joey Janela told social media he thought Enzo Amore was making a mockery of pro wrestling. Do with that what you will. Months later, when they were both at a Blink-182 concert, though, they threw some punches for real. And I bet Mark Hopper saw this and wondered what the hell was going on. I'm just trying to play all the small things. Joey called it the shittiest fight of the year because that guy's the most transparent dude out there. Whereas Enzo, well, he went the other way. He threatened to smack Janela around if they ever met again. Even though, honestly, I don't think anybody is clamoring for a round two. Number 6, Cora Jade versus Darby Allin. This happened quite recently, and thankfully all tweets were deleted. But this does mean, for some, finding out that NXT's Cora Jade and AEW's Darby Allin had a fight is quite the surprise. It started when Darby replied to a fan question on Twitter that asked about wrestling Jade in a skateboard match, which seemed to annoy Allin for one reason or the other. He replied that skating is a huge part of his life and it's not some fake character. This caught Cora's attention, who referenced some abuse claims that had been leveled against Darby, and like I say, thankfully we all remembered what was important here, removed it, and carried on regardless. Number 5, Chris Jericho versus Shotzi. I don't know about you, but always think before you tweet. You don't want to piss anybody off because it's not worth it. I'm not saying that any of this was done mean-spiritedly, but Shotzi did decide to have a giggle at Chris Jericho's expense shortly after AEW's Blood and Guts match, and that fall that caused discussion for weeks. As it was being mocked by many, the then NXT star uploaded a gif of somebody falling onto a bed. You can figure out the rest. Jericho then bit back because, as already said, he will always let his feelings be known, and said that anybody that bags on somebody who's taking a chance and putting their bodies on the line can really f*** off. Woof. Shotzi replied that Jericho should lighten up, and taking all of this out of the equation because it's nothing to do with me, I do kind of think if somebody takes a massive dive off the top of a cell, we should remember that's pretty terrifying. I mean, even the top rope is fear central if you've never been up there, and honestly, the first time you do it, your knees will start to shake. Number 4, Seth Rollins versus Riddle. In short, Riddle's wife made some unsavory comments about Becky Lynch a while ago, and understandably, Seth didn't like that at all. It bubbled up so much, Rollins mentioned on TV how he had no interest in fighting Mr. Bro, and it kind of worked. After hearing this, Riddle found Seth and apologized. There's more to this too, as it said this surprised Rollins after some stories about Riddle's conduct, and as for now, it does seem like the dust has settled. Good. Number 3, John Cena versus Freddie Prinze Jr. What world are we living in? I mean, how is that a sentence? I mean wrestling. But for one reason or another, when Freddie Prinze Jr., yes, that one, was employed by WWE as a writer, he and John Cena didn't get on. I mean, you really do think they would have become the best of friends. But yes, talking to Chris Van Vliet on his podcast, Freddie told the story of Cena bursting into one of his promo classes that were designed for people struggling on the mic, and in his words, sandbagged the whole thing. Prince was not a guy to be trifled with, so chatted to John outside about what he was doing, and the quote we have back is John saying, "Maybe I'm a Neanderthal, but you either have it or you don't." Which does seem to be very inward-looking, to say the least. Freddie went on to let us know that Cena stormed off in disgust, and that was that. They never got on. Maybe this came down to the fact that John didn't really like him in the first place. As we are here too, definitely go and listen to Fred's wrestling podcast. It is great. Number 2, Alberto Del Rio versus Triple H. Some news before we get into this, and that's down to the fact that Alberto Del Rio has said that he and Triple H are on much better terms today, but there was definitely a period they didn't get on. I mean, the Mexican aristocrat once claimed that Hunter didn't approve of his relationship with Paige, which caused a lot of friction. Not really hard to work out who was correct with that one. There was also a now deleted Periscope where Alberto said the game had a big nose and a small dick, which is so immature, I don't even know where to start. Again though, Del Rio did say he regretted this, and yeah, you probably should. Hate on people all you want, but big nose? What are we, 11? It was around this time Alberto said the WWE was open for him whenever he wanted, and well, this would probably be the right time to address people's noses growing. You know what I'm saying, and if not one word, Pinocchio. Number 1, Cesaro versus Eddie Kingston. Eddie Kingston rocks. Cesaro rocks. So how the hell did we get here? Given it is Eddie, you have to take everything he says with a pinch of salt because no one is better at working than he is. But during an interview with News 12, Kingston did say he has a problem with Cesaro, which really does seem impossible. But Eddie called him a big Swiss idiot because apparently when they were both working for Chikara, Cesaro refused to put Kingston over. Even though that must have been years ago, Eddie hasn't forgotten it, especially as he went on to say, "I don't respect him and probably never will." Sheesh. We've never heard this from the other side, so maybe we need to get the man behind the giant swing on a wrestling podcast, which is where all this stuff is usually resolved anyway.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.